The Book of 2 Chronicles, Chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his God. For he took away the foreign altars and the high places, and broke down the pillars, and hewed down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet, and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh had given him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars. The land is yet before us, because we have sought Yahweh our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army that bore bucklers and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an army of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and he came to Mersha. Then Asa went out to meet him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Mersha. And Asa cried to Yahweh his God, and said, "Yahweh, there is none besides you to help, between the mighty and him who has no strength. Help us, O Yahweh our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. O Yahweh, you are our God, don't let common man prevail against you." So Yahweh struck the Ethiopians before Asa, and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar, and there fell of the Ethiopians so many that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his host, and they carried away very much booty. And they struck all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of Yahweh came upon them, and they despoiled all the cities, for there was much spoil in them. They struck also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep in abundance and camels, and returned to Jerusalem.